I'm Cynthia Wilson, and this message is for you. This podcast covers micro-motivators to encourage you to act because small actions can make a big difference in your life. Welcome to episode 11. Today's message is be grateful. It doesn't take long to express gratitude or to simply feel the feeling of being thankful. Take a second to think of something that you are grateful for right now. Maybe you found the missing sock in the dryer, or a package that you've been waiting for has finally arrived. Maybe you got the right food delivery, or you just saw a rainbow. Maybe you got a promotion, or you got great news about a project. Maybe you got to visit with a friend or family member from out of town. Whatever it is, focus on that something. Be grateful for all that you have and the world around you. The air we breathe, the flowers coming up in spring, the birds and animals that grace us with their presence or teach us about patience and understanding. There is so much to be grateful for in our lives. However, sometimes it doesn't feel that way. Like when you're dealing with an illness and having a tough time with doctors, when you're dealing with a bad relationship, or when you can't figure out that one case or last piece of the puzzle. You can become hyper-focused on the problem that you forget to see the good things that may lead you to the right answers. This is when it's most important to recognize gratitude in your life. Keep a gratitude journal. This can be especially beneficial during trying times. As you're going through difficulties, a gratitude journal can help you focus on the positive aspects that keep occurring even when you may be in what feels like the worst part of your life. It just shifts your focus a little bit for a few minutes to something positive during the day. I kept a gratitude journal 1 year and found that it was really helpful in keeping me positive, even though I was going through a lot of changes at the time. I moved to the city, I was in grad school, I was simply navigating a new way of life. Keeping note of the simple things that I was grateful for was really helpful to me and increased my happiness overall. Fast forward a few years, and I decided to be more public about my gratitude. I posted on Facebook every day for a year about what I was grateful for, and I shared it with my family, friends, and colleagues. This gave me the opportunity to inspire others to express their gratitude too. I had many people reach out to share with me how my simple action of posting about gratitude made them think more about gratitude in their own life or encouraged them to reflect on what they were grateful for in their own lives. Expressing gratitude is something that can be simultaneously the easiest thing to do and the hardest thing to do. So, how can you go about it? Gratitude can take many forms, such as with actions, small things, or your words. Here are a few ways that you can express your gratitude to another person. Now, these are just a couple ideas, but there are many out there. Use your creativity to find the ones that are right for you and for that other person. So you can write a physical thank you note. Give a small, thoughtful gift. Say thank you with sincerity. Share an appreciative social media post. Offer to return the favor or help with something. Cook or bake something special for them. Create a handmade gift for them. Dedicate a poem, song, movie, or artwork to those you're grateful for. Spend quality time with them as a token of thanks. Send a thank you email, message, or voice memo. Donate to a cause or charity that they support. Highlight their contributions or impact in a group setting or public event. Compliment them genuinely and thoughtfully. Surprise them with their favorite treat or item. Recommend or endorse their skills or business. Create a short video. Get a book for them signed by the author. Send flowers or a plant as a sign of appreciation. Share a positive memory that involves them. Write an article or blog post acknowledging their impact. Share a token of gratitude like a thank you charm or crystal. Reflect on their kindness by paying it forward to others. Organize a small celebration or event in their honor. Or simply listen attentively and express gratitude for their presence in your life. It's important to think about what the other person might like when looking for a meaningful way to express gratitude to them. So we've gone over a few things you can do to recognize your gratitude, both in private and public ways, and we shared ideas for showing that gratitude to another person. It's important to simply be grateful. And remember, this message is for you.